from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
As we go through this week, we want to see our ones get more reps. So we're taking through even longer move the ball periods, and we want to see our starters get some reps this week versus Pittsburgh.
All right, so that was D'Amico Ryans. That was on the NFL Network yesterday. D'Amico met with the media. We'll hear from him in just a little bit about how things are going up in Ohio. Texans are practicing up there after playing in the Hall of Fame game over the weekend, and they play Pittsburgh Friday. 6 o'clock kickoff. You can hear the game right here on Sports Radio 610. Seth and I have you for pregame starting at 3 o'clock. So the starters are going to play. If it's anything, yeah. If it's anything like last season's first preseason game, because I think this is really like this is the first preseason game. It's like the Hall of Fame game was clearly treated as some sort of bonus game. You know, they've started a lot of the backups in that game. Like now we're into what the normal preseason would look like, which would be starters playing a couple of series. I would expect this to look a lot like the New England game last year, mm-hmm. in the first preseason game they played against the Patriots.
Yeah, and I guess the big question is, okay, do the Steelers play their starters?
Yeah.
Tomlin usually plays at least one or two games with their starters, and this year, because they're trying to figure out whether Russell Wilson or Justin Fields is their starting quarterback, I bet each of those guys gets a start, and it's got me way more excited for this preseason game since maybe my rookie year. That was the last time I was like my rookie year when I was actually trying to make a football team.
Right.
That was the last time I read this much into a preseason game.
And it's not even a Texans storyline. It's the Steelers, right?
Right. Well, partly, but also because this is the unveiling, kind of. Of this 2024 Texans offense.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to see C.J. Stroud. You're going to see Stephon Diggs. You're probably not going to see Joe Mixon. I'd be very surprised. Yeah. But even better, we want to see exactly what Dameon Pierce looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Like last year, the beginning of the season, when the Texans played the Steelers, that was when we were really starting to wonder, oh, man, what's going on with Dameon Pierce? And we get to see exactly what we have in this offense. Now, it is still a preseason game, but like Tomlin and D'Amico are two coaches who both very much want a physical training camp. There's been chippiness in both these camps. I think you get a vastly more watchable product in the first quarter of this preseason game than your average preseason game.
Yeah, okay, so you touched on a couple things there that I wanted to hit. Let's start with Pierce. All the reports by people like us, by other people who've had a chance to watch maybe some stuff you and I haven't gotten to see, like in OTAs and minicamp, like all the reports on Dameon Pierce have been glowing. You know, that he looks more decisive, he's very positive, he's really been very introspective during this offseason as to what it is he needs to fix. He's been introspective about this going back to last year when it was going poorly for him. Like, Damian's not a dummy. He knows what was going on last year with him. He was benched at the end of the season. So everything with no pads on, everything with shoulder pads, but you can't bring guys to the ground. Everything that we've been able to see so far, we've been able to look at Dameon Pierce and go, okay, well, he looks different. He looks more decisive. This is the first chance we're going to get to see him really unleash it. If this is a new Dameon Pierce, the Steelers, right. the Texans are going to be fully blocking. The Steelers are going to be fully tackling and bringing guys to the ground. So if we see Dameon Pierce and it's pitter-pat again with his feet as he gets to the line of scrimmage, then everything we've been seeing in the preseason so far is fugazi in my mind. It's phony.
Well, and that's where, you know, going against backups, some of the guys who will be starters most likely for the Texans, Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs, and there's a good chance Blake Fisher plays this year, whoever the swing tackle ends up being.
Yeah.
One of the most encouraging things about that game the other night was that there were times where you could see that it was the running back's fault. And some of the running backs had some vision issues, but the blocking was clear and good and functional. So I think that those two go hand in hand, obviously, but if the offensive line blocks well enough that you can actually see where the running back should be going and whether they're being decisive enough, then we get a really good feel for Damian Pierce.
Where are you on C.J. Stroud playing in a preseason game with a rookie left tackle against this defense?
Against Highsmith,
yes,
especially.
Yes.
Because you won't see T.J. T.J. Watt stays mostly on the left side.
Yep.
I'm happy that Blake Fisher has already gone against a bunch of really good defensive ends in camp.
Yep.
If he had gone against, you know, some of the you know, just a bunch of grinders for a few weeks and then all of a sudden showed up against Highsmith, I think he might have been in for it. But if he does face the Steelers starters, it's not going to be completely it's not going to be a bloodbath.
Right.
Now, I mean, Blake Fisher has work to do. And it's you know, I hopefully seeing somebody in a different uniform who's a starter for another team kind of triggers something in him in a good way. You tend to take a big leap in that, or at least after that first preseason game.
Are you nervous about Stroud playing with Fisher out there against Highsmith in this preseason game?
No, I think that, you know, Stroud has developed a pretty good sense for getting rid of the ball. You know, he doesn't take a lot of needless sacks. The biggest thing I worry about is pressure right up the gut.
Yeah.
I worry about like when Quentin Williams just got right up on him and Stroud didn't have any time to react, or in that Ravens game in the playoffs when there was so much pressure up the middle. So that was one of the reports from Cody Stutes yesterday was that the defensive line was tearing up the interior offensive line for the Texans. But yeah, the guys he mentioned were backup defensive tackles. So
okay.
I'm hoping that was the second string offensive line and not Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green.
Yeah, I got a little nervous yesterday just knowing that it'll be Fisher out there against Highsmith, against the Steelers. And then I kind of took a step back and I'm like, well, they did play the Steelers in week 4 last year in a real game with Austin Deculus as their left tackle.
Right,
you know,
right.
So that was probably a little more treacherous than whatever it is CJ's going to face on Friday night.
I think that's a really good point, though. And it's important to point out that for the most part, the Texans, they did a much better job in pass protection last year than they did run blocking. Part of that was because Bobby Slowick did a good job of scheming the protection.
Yeah.
So that's the question is, I, for one, it's a preseason game, so they're going to hold their cards close to their vest. But also, yeah, do you see them just worry? I don't think you're going to see the wide open version of the Texans offense.
No.
I don't think they just go out there with 5-man pass protection right away and take their chances. I think there's going to be a lot of help from the tight ends and running backs and pass protection.
I kind of hope that's what it is, honestly. So D'Amico Ryans met with the media yesterday. They're up in Ohio this week, and D'Amico said this is a great chance for them to bond as a team.
Yeah, getting away for a week in camp, the most important thing about it is you see guys communicate more. You see guys just hanging out more in the meal rooms, just talking, playing video games together. So that's that's what you want as a coach. You want to see your team grow a tighter bond when you're on the road for a week. And that's what our guys are doing. And I'm excited. That's what I'm probably most excited about, is seeing our guys just become tighter as a team. And the tighter we are, I always speak this, the tighter you are as a team, the better your team is, the farther you can go as a team when you have that tight bond.
Yeah, it's one of the things about modern training camps that I think a lot of the coaches probably miss, is that it used to be much more of a Junction Boys feel to it, where, okay,
get away,
adversity. Yeah, I mean, and there's the one part about, you know, it's good that they're smarter about beating the crap out of guys right before the season. It used to be the dumbest mindset ever, is that you, like, physically destroy dudes right before you go into a season. But That part of kind of facing adversity and also just being all cloistered together, like in a basic training type of atmosphere, I think you miss out on that. That's why there was I think a lot of people appreciated when they went up to West Virginia those 2 years.
Yes,
because
yes.
You get not that it paid off in a Super Bowl victory or anything. But, yeah, I think this is probably a nice little dose of that, kind of getting away for summer camp.
Yeah, I think teams should do it every year. Like, just for not for the whole training camp, but, like, just for if the – I mean, the Texans were fortunate that the schedule lent itself to this, that they played in the Hall of Fame game. And maybe it was by design that their next game was in Pittsburgh and they planned on doing this. But I think it's a good thing, man. I think every team should do that.
Well, the fact that the Cowboys go out to California every year, that would be really cool if it weren't for the fact that their owner turns everywhere they go into a traveling circus.
Yes.
So it's not – I don't think it probably has the same effect on the Cowboys that it does for other teams. But, yeah, when you go to a college dorm somewhere and guys are – you know, I like – not to mention, I just like the – I like the move-in day videos of guys showing up with the refrigerators or McMahon with his case of beer and all that stuff.
Yeah. Not as circusy as it used to be for out in Oxnard for the Cowboys.
That's true. Yeah, it's a depressing. Like the animal rights activists were effective in shutting that circus down.
PETA's been there for 25 years. They finally got their pound of flesh. Jerry Jones.
Pictures of what's happened to Ezekiel Elliott over the years. Look at what happens.
Before,
I got a picture of Ezekiel Elliott running for like 2.2 yards per carry.
God.
This is what happens when you cage a beautiful animal. Yeah,
that's phenomenal. Text message. It's a crazy world we live in when a football coach says he's glad to see his men playing video games together.
I thought the exact same thing. You know what I thought too? When Andre was talking about in his Hall of Fame induction, yeah, how he misses the plane rides and just hanging out and everything. And but even Andre went through the stage where it changed. Like the plane rides changed. It first started when guys started being able to play video games with other guys remotely but on the plane.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, okay. These guys aren't congregated in the aisle playing cards. There used to be card games where guys would just, you know, you'd have a few guys with aisle seats and you'd be playing cards with the cards out in the floor and everything. Like, it was fun, man. Mm-hmm. You'd have the dealer that was fun. You could sit and then you'd be on your knees watching the card game. And that all changed like around 2003, 2004.
Yeah.
So now I can only imagine like it's guys editing their TikTok videos.
You would be so grumpy.
Do you guys want to tell dirty stories or anything? Right. What the hell's going on?
Jerry Hughes.
I'm trying to live vicariously through the single guys, and you guys are sitting here trying to...
Jerry Hughes is walking the aisle. Anybody want to roll dice in the back of the plane?
Yeah,
anybody?
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody?
These kids don't even know what Blu-ray is.
That's right. That's right. Gosh. Did you ever see
Where is the dude who is irresponsibly gambling away the money that he's the guy that's barely on the squad that's gambling his whole paycheck? That's what I.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I missed.
Did it ever get heated in any of the card games that you watched on the plane?
The Bure game, yeah. When I was young, they had a Bure game that got out of control to the point where there was a guy who was like a roster bubble guy who had lost a game check.
Like his signing bonus or something,
and,
right?
And yeah. Like the collections process got interesting. So one day this guy, what was his name? He's just a fringe offensive lineman. He owed somebody money and he wasn't paying up. So one day they went and they had somebody go and strip the wheels off of his truck and they had it out on blocks.
On bricks? On blocks?
With a cardboard sign that said bankrupt on it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's phenomenal. That is
I had
great.
Another guy, my friend Brant Boyer, special teams coach for the Jets. He was a really good cards player. He was a sharp dude. He's an awesome personality. I remember taking Kevin Hardy's leather jacket off of him.
Dude.
He was settling with Hardy, and it was a lot of money. And Hardy was like, man, I can't do any more than this. And Brant was like, all right, I'll take that jacket, and then we'll be clear.
I wonder if he still has that jacket. That's something I would, dude. I would frame that jacket if I were him and hang it in my man cave.
They put it. It got out of control. We had to have a team meeting about it.
Really?
We had to basically put a limit on. We had to put a gambling limit on.
That's crazy. Bad. So that was when you were with the Jags, and that was a team. It had a lot of God-fearing guys on it, too. That must have been a hell of an airplane to be on,
It
man.
Was like the Jaguars
Bible,
were one of the first,
Bible study in the front, Bure in the back, man.
The Jaguars were one of the first teams that had like a huge group of evangelical guys on there. But then we also had a lot of old-school veterans, like back from the days of just, you sit in the equipment room and drink beers after practice on Thursday. And there was friction there. It was interesting. It was really interesting.
If I had to guess about you, I feel like you probably spent time sitting with both groups of guys like that. Just because you're a curious person that way.
I would, and I just, I try to get along with everybody.
Right.
But I would have like kind of Tony Vaselli and I used to get into arguments about, I'll say theology, just various. It was interesting. They had a bunch of guys who were evangelicals, but they also got taken in by a bunch of frauds, a bunch of con men. Mm-hmm. And there were a few guys that like lost a boatload of money because some dude that had been basically lost all of his financial licenses from the Securities and Exchange Commission just became their advisor and got them in on all these. Do you remember? Okay, so, and then one of them in the diaspora of that group, one of them went up to the Chicago Bears, and he took Curtis Enos under his wing. So you remember Curtis Enos, first round pick of Penn State? That same dude, their advisor, was Curtis Enos' agent, negotiated a contract that was one of the worst contracts in the history of football, and Enos ended up shredding his knee early on in his career and basically walked away from the NFL with just about nothing because his bogus sham agent had negotiated all this awful things in his contract.
Yeah, that Curtis Enos, that was a horrible story. That Curtis Enos story, man. Payne and Pendergast with you. No Joe Mixon at practice yesterday. We should mention that. We'll circle back to the Texans here in headlines. So updates from Texans training camp. Astros lose last night. We'll get you up to speed on everything that happened there. And framework for a big trade in the NFL is in place. Does the trigger get pulled today sometime? We will tell you who and where that could happen with. And that is coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.